The MP3 History, From an Idea to a Worldwide Cultural Phenomenon.
I was always trying to find ways how to compress the music further. Of course, there was the normal way of doing it, transform and quantization and Huffman coding and all that. But still, there was a hope to find something else. And I remember one day I was at AT&T and played around and had some bitstream file and thought, okay, let's just try what would zip really do to it. So I zipped it and oops, it gives me a factor of 2. Oh, that would be great. So I looked what had happened and how this could be another factor of 2, really hopeful, until I found out that I already had prepared this file for transfer via email. So it had been blown up by a factor of 2 to hex code and then zipped again. This always works, but it doesn't give you anything. Too bad.